Let's go to the world headquarters of U.S. staffing, Jim Dolson, with us today. I believe Ben's on assignment, isn't he?
Yeah, someplace in a vacation place in Mexico. He's on assignment. So, yeah, Red Wings beat the Predators, and that's where I'm going later today, is down to Nashville.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Okay.
I'll be sure not to wear any of my Red Wing gear down there. I might get, you know, hoodwinked or something.
Well, they could have won both games down there. They blew that first one.
Oh, did they? I didn't see it. So I do know there's a fairly good-sized winter storm, at least for them, going through the area today as I go down there. So, you know, they get 3 or 4 inches of snow, and it's white death raining out of the sky for them. So that's
absolutely.
That's what's going on. Well, listen, today, Greg, we're talking about stress in the workplace and how it's changed over the last year or so. I mean, it's been stressful enough already, but like in the last year or so, things have gotten a little bit worse. But I found a couple of quick little quotes I just thought were kind of funny, not necessarily related to the pandemic, but just like stress overall. Mm-hmm. One guy wrote, he said, "Every day I get up and I look through the Forbes list of the richest people in America. If I'm not on there, I go to work." Then this was probably my favorite. This person wrote, "Some days the best thing about the job is the chair that spins around. So you just get on that chair and go for a ride." But, you know, as I just said, you know, we're talking about stress in the workplace. And we've talked about this before, Greg. But today we're talking about how there are some new stressors in the workplace that have come up over the last 12 months or so just because of the pandemic. And so we're going to talk just briefly about some of what those are and what employers can do and what employees can do to reduce some of that impact. You know, you've probably heard the term burnout in the workplace before, Greg, right?
Sure.
Yeah, there's actually a definition behind that from the World Health Organization. It says it results from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. So burnout is a real definition. So in other words, that sort of stress that we're talking about for the next minute or so is just, it's ongoing. It develops over a long period of time, you know, probably over weeks and months, and it hasn't been properly dealt with. So the article we're getting our information from today is from just last week's Harvard Business Review, written by Jennifer Moss. And the article is titled simply enough as Beyond Burned Out, and it highlights the changes in the workplace that we've been talking about due to the pandemic. So there, you know, Greg, if you think about it, there are typical stressors in the workplace that we already know about and we deal with. You know, it's like that huge workload, and I know that you feel that often, you know, at the radio station. I know the hours you get in there and the hours you work, like that can create stress. It's a perceived of lack of control of your life and things at work, insufficient like pay or rewards, and even just a lack of fairness sometimes. But the pandemic, according to this article, has added to that list and made the situation even worse. Get some of these stats, Greg. These are interesting. This is a recent survey just over the last few months or so about stress in the workplace. Nearly 90% of the people who responded said their work life was getting worse. I mean, that's 9 out of 10 people. So basically, it's getting worse, all right?
Wow.
Yeah, 85% said that their well-being had declined just because of workplace stress related to the pandemic. This last stat's interesting. About 55% of the people said they didn't feel that they had been able to balance home and work. Now, keep in mind, these are people who are primarily working at home, and they can't balance home and work. And they said a lot of it has to do with homeschooling as one of those major causes, you know, having to take care of work and educate your kids at home. So the article points out some new stressors that have emerged over these last few months. And some of those include, you know, an extreme workload, even over and beyond what people normally experience. And this is just in the last 12 months. Sometimes it's this, management's inflexibility while people had to manage both homeschooling and work. You know, I think too, Greg, we underestimate what that stress has caused in people's lives. You know, you have school-age kids. That's a big stressor. And the other one is always being on And whether it be at school or work, you're at home, you're at the kitchen table, whatever, you're always on doing some sort of work. They talked about Zoom burnout. It's a new term. So, yeah, there just doesn't, Greg, seems to, there's not like an off button that people can push. And I'm going to use the word suffering. People really are suffering through this. But now, all is not lost. The article had a few research-based suggestions that would encourage employees and employers alike to make some changes. And one of those is, you know, employees can make, one change that they can make is to connect their work to an important purpose. And we've mentioned this before, but it's even more important now. Most people start feeling better, Greg, about their work when they realize the work is connected to a greater purpose. Now, it doesn't fix everything, but it is a start. This next change, it's something employers can do. Employers can make, what they can do is help establish some priorities. So not everything has to be done like right away, top of the priority, top of the list, which creates a lot of stress. So, you know, leaders at work need to help employees understand what's most important and, you know, what needs to be accomplished first. This final suggestion can be made by both, can be participated in by both employees and employers, and it's about mental health. Yeah, I think we have to get to the point, Greg, in our society where it is not a weakness for an employee to discuss mental health in the workplace, because it is a real thing. And employers just need to be open to that kind of a conversation. Because, you know, we're talking about people's lives intermixing with home and, you know, being quarantined. It can be a real problem. You know, Greg, there's really no quick fix here, but employees and employers alike need to start making some changes regarding these chronic stress, this new set of chronic stressors brought on by this pandemic or even other national crises. And, you know, the article reminds us we need to be better prepared and ready for the next one, that time, the next time it happens or the next one that hits, whatever it might be. All right, so now listen, maybe there's a listener out there who's an employee looking for a new opportunity. They can contact us. Or if you're an employer and you're looking to round out your team, reach out to us at U.S. Staffing. We match the right person to the right opportunity. And you can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. You can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on over to our Jackson location, 707 North Wisner. And just, Greg, a reminder, no appointment needed. Just come on right in. We'll still do, you know, a temperature check and ask you to wear your mask and that sort of thing. But no appointment needed. Come on in. Our number over there, Greg, is 787-6150.
Safe travels, Jim, down to Nashville.
Done. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Talk Be careful. To you Talk to you next week. Jim Dolson over at U.S. Staffing World Headquarters on Wisner.